Wally and Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Jeremy wants to get his wife Deanna for her birthday, and Jeremy has signed up their son for youth hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Deanna's really on board with it. So I'm going to call somebody from the youth hockey league and let her know all of the stuff I don't think she was aware of.
Hello?
Hi, Jeremy.
Oh, he's not in right now. Can I take a message?
Yeah, this is Charlie Conway, assistant director over at the youth hockey.
Oh, hi. This is Jeremy's wife.
Oh, okay. Is it Ian all signed up? He's ready to go?
Yeah.
Got the deposit, so you guys are great. I just wanted to go over some of the equipment things and this practice schedule stuff that you guys might have some questions with.
Right, yeah, Jeremy was mentioning that we needed some equipment, so we borrowed some of our neighbor's, you know, our neighbor's son is older now, so he handed down some of his equipment to my son, so that should work well.
That's great for, like, pickup leagues and things, but some of the requirements are that, all skaters have to provide their own skates, a stick, jersey, and mouth guard. And we have uniforms, it's uniform, everyone has to have the same kind, so we actually have, there's some Bauer official skates that you can get for Ian. They're under $1,000 right now, so pretty good deal. And they, they'll grow with them.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll need to buy one of the nice hand-stitched uniform jerseys there, the sweater. You'll need one of those. Once he comes in, we'll assign numbers, and we'll give you the order forms for the jerseys and all the equipment and the pads and everything that they'll need to get.
Oh, okay.
There should be another couple $100 for those. And, of course, you've got your tournaments a couple times a year, practice schedule. It'll be during the week, it can be tough. We have like a 4 a.m. practice.
4 a.m.?
Yep. Well, it's tough getting ice time, but, a lot of the kids like to get it in before school. It's a great exercise.
For a five-year-old?
Oh, sure. Never too early,
Wow. I don't think Jeremy mentioned all of this when we were talking about it.
Yeah, well,
Does he know about all of this?
Oh, it was all on the sign-up form, yeah.
He didn't make it sound like it was that much of a financial commitment. He certainly didn't tell me that you guys were going to be practicing
at 4 a.m. We call it practice hockey. You haven't been a hockey parent before, have you? Yeah, we call it practice.
No, this is my first time.
I tell you, this is a great group to be with. To get kids acclimated to all of their gear and the pads and everything, the best thing is once you get it all is to just have them wear it around the house. You get some skate guards so he can wear his skates and just wear it around the house for like a whole weekend.
Uh-huh.
It helps, too, if you can set the temperature in the house to about 38 degrees. Really helps the kids get used to the rink environment.
I'm not serious about that.
Oh, yeah, very serious, because a lot of the younger kids, they get cold easily. So if you start toughening them up a little bit at home, that really helps a lot.
Okay, you know what?
Do you have a good dental plan?
Dental plan?
Yeah, are you on good dental?
We have insurance.
Okay, good. Good. I'm sure we checked off all those boxes. I mean, the kids last year, average, they lost like 2 teeth. But, kids that age are losing teeth anyway.
Wait a minute. The young children, the 5-year-olds?
Oh, sure.
Are losing teeth?
Yeah, a lot of them, they're loose anyway. They're baby teeth. Those come out real easy.
Yeah.
Stick to the face. That can happen.
Right. I feel like I need to talk to my husband some more about this commitment.
Have you hired a personal coach for Ian yet?
Ian's 5 years old, yeah?
You do want him to be successful in hockey, correct? That's what I was under the impression.
You know what? I have to be honest with you. I'm not even sure that this hockey thing is even a great idea. He's 5 years old. To be honest, I really need to talk to my husband some more.
When you talk to your husband, Jeremy, you should also ask him about calling WROR to wish you a happy birthday.
What?
Deanna, this is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Wait a minute. What?
This is a Brian Bell Buster.
Seriously?
Jeremy said you weren't too pleased that he signed Ian up for hockey, but don't worry, I think it's going to be great.
Oh my God.
So have a happy birthday.
Oh my goodness.
Good luck on the upcoming season, and thanks for listening to WROR.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.